Let's get business news now. Adam Maguire is with us.
Thanks, Gavin. Well, in the early days of the pandemic last year, medical devices firm Medtronic ramped up production of ventilators at its Galway operations at its peak, putting out five times as many units as it normally would. It also published the design of one of its ventilator models so other companies could produce versions of its own. Well, today its CEO, Geoff Martha, is in Ireland. While here, he'll be launching the company's Giving Back to Galway initiative. He'll also receive a Global Achievement Award from the Ireland US Council for Medtronic's work during the pandemic. But first, he joins us on the programme. Geoff, the pandemic obviously changed your business last year, but what impact do you think it's going to have in the long term?
Well, first of all, thanks, Adam, for having me on the programme. It's an honour to be here. Over time, I think some long-lasting lessons we learned during the pandemic was really how to work differently, how to work a little faster. We had to keep our innovation going, even though we were working remotely in many parts around the world, and we had to move fast. I mean, you mentioned in your opening there about the ramping up our ventilators five times our normal levels, and we had to do that in a very quick fashion. So, you know, we learned the power of focus and learned how to move just much faster, innovate. And we even have, it's a term now, a term of art within Medtronic, that we got to move at ventilator speed because we're so proud of how fast we moved to ramp up the ventilators.
You also increased collaboration with other companies, in some cases at the expense of your bottom line. Do you see that being a feature of the business into the future as well?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think it did, that's a good point. It did open our minds to the collaboration. I mean, healthcare is a pretty complicated industry, and I don't think any one player as big as Medtronic is, you can't do it alone. And so we're collaborating much more, not just with healthcare systems and governments, but also other players in our industry and even outside of our industry. We started up collaborations during the pandemic with companies like Intel, who I know has a big presence here in Ireland, but also with a company like SpaceX and Elon Musk, something I never thought would happen, but it turned out that they're a really great partner for us.
You have a big presence here yourselves, around 4,000 people employed in Ireland. What are the prospects then for the Irish operations in particular into the future of the business?
Well, the prospects for Ireland operations are really strong. I mean, a couple things we do here. One is it's a big research and development center for the company, global research and development, and the other is specialized manufacturing. And look, we're increased our R&D research and development budget by over 10% this year. It's the largest increase in our company's history, and we're really doubling down on innovation. And our sites, particularly here in Galway, where I am today, are really critical to that research and development. I had a chance yesterday to walk through the different products that we're working on in Galway, and these are multi-year programs. And our employment in this Galway facility is ramping up, is growing rather rapidly with our R&D budget. And I would say there's not a day that goes by that I'm not talking about the R&D projects in our Irish operations. And then, of course, we do some very specialized manufacturing here, which obviously has grown as well.
Very briefly, will the OECD corporate tax deal lessen Ireland's appeal?
No, it won't. I mean, our core presence here is tied to the R&D and the specialized manufacturing. The tax policies are obviously very welcome that Ireland has, but it won't change our outlook here in Ireland.
Okay. Medtronic CEO Geoff Martha, thank you very much for that. And that's the business news for now.